I want to share with you a question that I received this week from a very dear Talmud and a real Oved Hashem. The truth is, the question is much more relevant to the Kollel fellows than it is to the Bachurim. But I think the message is very much relevant to all in our generation. For those who are beginning to settle in Eretz Yisrael, you'll understand a little bit more the dynamic behind the question. The Talmidim here, Mirtz Hashem, you'll understand a little bit more in a few years from now. The question was as follows. It's a painful question for me. It's a painful question to say over. Schools, before they allow entry to young men and young women here in Eretz Yisrael, particularly in the yeshivish sector, require that the parents sign that they have certain standards, that they keep the certain standards. I actually am sympathetic to that. I think that there is a value for every school requesting a certain standard, as long as there are communal schools that are available for everybody. And this school asks the parents whether they have a smartphone. And the fellow who asked me told me that he was told that it's mutter to lie. That one is allowed to lie because the question, for various reasons, is unfair. And the question was, do I think that that's correct? That it's permissible to lie and say that one does not have a smartphone. If one has a smartphone and uses it for good things, and uses it, he happens to be a Rebbe. That was the question I was posed. Seems to be an open and shut case. I hope, and by the end of the night, I hope it's still up an open shut case. But it is quoted in the name of an Adam Gadol that he said, because the question is ridiculous, that one is allowed to lie. I think that this qualifies in Mokom, Shel Chil Hashem Ein Cholkin Kavod L'Rav. And this pains me very much. This week's parasha, we go out of Mitzrayim. In Parashas Kiseitse, the Torah HaKadosh says something absolutely amazing. We'll come back to the question in about 5-10 minutes. Torah HaKadosh says, Loi sisa'ev mitzri, ki ger ho'yisa be'artzoi. Don't look at the Egyptians who enslaved you. One of our worst exiles was in Mitzrayim. Don't make him disgusting. Vidor shlishi yavol bekal Hashem. And a third generation Egyptian can marry into Klal Yisrael. In contrast, the pasuk says, "Lo yavroi amoni v'moavi bekal Hashem." Amon and Moav that didn't let you pass through, you were never in their lands. They're never supposed to come into Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, we see from here that even though the Egyptians did terrible things to us, but because they housed us on some level, they housed us. We have a chiyuv of hakara satov to them. And Rabbi Yerucham of Mir said an amazing lesson, which is very much, I think, part of a tremendous avoda for us today. Says Rabbi Yerucham, Ki atoiva shekibel adam mechaveiro yevshar loy lefroya. When a person got something from someone else, it's impossible to pay back that hakara satov. Even if your friend did many things bad to you, and he did a small thing that's good, a person is not allowed to weigh, is this person ultimately good to me or bad to me? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could decide. Contrast the good that someone does to you, and you think, oh, at the end of the day, there's so many other things that he's not so worthy. Contrast that to the Mitzrim. According to Rabbi Yerucham, the chiyuv of hakaras hatov is so profound, it's so strong, that at the end of the day, we have a responsibility to be indebted to someone once they do one thing small for us. And then Rabbi Yerucham says, all of our cheshbonos, all of our calculations, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide whether to punish the Mitzrayim. It just dawned on me. We never raised a finger against the Egyptians. We've raised our finger against many others, Amalek and so on. But once there's a chiyuv hakaras hatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you atem tiso, Hashem yilachem lachem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon, not our cheshbon. Why? Because we have a small responsibility of hakaras hatov that becomes definitional to who we are. In other words, Ratzon Hashem at times says, it's not your job to make larger cheshbonos. You have a chiyuv of hakaras hatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make those cheshbonos. And that's the definition of a Jew. Hapam oides Hashem, a Yehudi is called a Yehudi, because the definition of a Jew is someone who is able to recognize that there is a chiyuv that they have to someone else. Even if that chiyuv is quite small, we have a responsibility to have that hakaras hatov. And Rabosai, now I'm talking to the Bachurim. You've gone through a process. A process where you become, Baruch Hashem, even more religious. And slowly, if you grew up in a home that was less religious, then the par begins to grow. So what happens is, a lot of times, is that boys unfortunately feel a greater distance from their parents than they felt before. But the truth should be the exact opposite. Just because your parents are not medagdek in Shabbos like you might have learned in Halacha Shir, or in Tfilin, or in Tzitzis, the definition of a Jew is Hakaras HaTov. And no cheshbonos. No cheshbonos. So if you truly developed in yeshiva, if you really truly developed in yeshiva, there should be absolutely no negative feelings towards your parents, and it should be overflowing with Hakaras HaTov. I know it's hard. That's posh. That's the definition of Yehudi. Hoda. Your parents weren't as bad as the Egyptians. Says Rabbi Yerucham, once there's a chiyuv hakaras hatov, all cheshbonos are put away. And the chiyuv hakaras hatov is to look and to analyze that even the smallest thing, and that's what Hoda al Ha'emes is all about. When a person recognizes, wait a second, what is the truth in this situation? Is my own negius involved? My own frustrations? My own pain? Or wait a second, I have a responsibility to pull myself back. And that's what we do in yeshiva. And that's why Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. That's exactly what Talmud Torah is all about. Chosomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Why do we learn bi'iyun? We just learn bi'iyun because we're supposed to understand every word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It's much deeper than that. It's a Weltanschauung. It's the way we look at the world. And that is, there's an absolute truth, and in truth, every detail is important. That's why we learn bi'iyun. When we notice that the Rambam has one word and it changes everything, that's about noticing everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Therefore, Hoda'a, the Midah of Hakaras HaTov and Talmud Torah are directly connected. Because Hodah is all about recognizing every nuance that we've received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from our parents and from our friends. And then at that moment, once there's that recognition of Emes, says Rabbi Yerucham, then all other cheshbonos are gone. We're not allowed to have cheshbonos. It's interesting, I never noticed it when I was in America. But in my first years, I was back in the States. I was driving down the highway, and those bulletin boards, those billboards in the United States are amazing. You know, sometimes they're like five stories high. So I was driving down the FDR, and there was one of these massive billboards. It was something that was mutter to look at. Usually it's usser to look at. But it was actually mutter. But what was it? Five stories worth. It was a Nissan, a bright yellow Nissan. And the advertisement said, a bright yellow Nissan. Didn't make any sense. It said, be a saint, be a sinner, just be. Somehow, for that reason, you would buy a bright yellow car. That's the culture that we grew up with. Relativism. Be a saint, be a sinner, just be. That's why we learn bi'iyun. We learn bi'iyun because what we're looking for is an absolute emes, is looking for every single part of truth. And that is a segue going from Hanukkah all the way to Purim. You know, Hanukkah on a certain level is we won the battle, but we lost the next one. Because what passes after Kislev is Teves. And what do we mourn for in Teves? It was the translation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah into Greek. What do Chazal say? That it was a yom, that was a day that was as bad as the breaking of the Luchos, She'eino miturgam kol tzarka, because the Torah hadn't been translated aliva de emes. It introduced the Greek culture of relativism, which ultimately leads to those billboards. She'eino miturgam kol tzarka, that's a tragedy. The moment in which the pursuit of absolute emes and then surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after one finds that absolute emes was entirely lost. And that's what Teves is. And what happens in Shvat? We begin to slowly try to start anew. Again. They say there was a Gadol B'Torah that looked at the advertisement of his yeshiva. And the advertisement, he gave back to the executive director and he said, you can't give this out. The executive director said, why? He said, you added two trees in front of the yeshiva. That's not true. Our yeshiva doesn't have those two trees there. That's what Torah is supposed to do. Torah is supposed to create a phenomenon where there's absolute emes and a person can't tolerate anything else. You know, they say that there is a story that the Goyim say, you'll see why the Goyim say it. A fellow goes up to heaven and he sees millions of clocks. Some are moving faster, some are moving slower. So he asks one of the ministering angels and he says, what's that clock? It's not moving at all. He says, that's George Washington's clock. He never told a lie. Other clocks are moving pretty fast. Sees another clock. It's not moving also. He said, that clock only moved once. That's Abraham Lincoln's clock. So the fellow turns to him and he says, and where's Trump's clock? So he says to him, oh, that's my office. That's in my office. That's my ceiling fan. But we have a chiyuv of hakaras hatov, so we're not allowed to judge. We have a chiyuv of hakaras hatov. But Rabosai, it's not a coincidence. You start from Washington, you go to Lincoln, and it keeps on going. The Gemara in Sanhedrin adav tzadi zayin amid aleph, and the Gemara in Saitam em tesam abay says, in the Zman of Geula, it quotes the Pasuk Yishayo, vatihi ha'emes ne'ederes, the truth is going to slowly disappear, that the president is going to say lies all the time, that's going to move around as fast as a ceiling fan. This is Ikvasa de Mashiach. And Ikvasa de Mashiach, there have to be yechidim that stand up and say, no, our whole mahus, our whole essence is one of emes. There's amazing shmuz from a ram in the mirror that someone recommended to me, Rav Beryl Whitman, where Rav Beryl Whitman described there was a big challenge, from what I understand, there was some action. Action is a term in Hebrew as well. There was some action in the mirror about what to do about guys who have smartphones, etc., etc. And you guys also have seen a fantastic book. I haven't read it, but from what I understand, it's a fantastic book called The Battle of the Generation. The Battle of the Generation, the Internet, smartphones, and so on. And I highly recommend you listen to Rabbi Beryl Whitman's Shmuz. And what he said was as follows. He thinks the world is making a terrible mistake. There are so many people who think that they're boys and girls who are going off the derech because of the smartphone and because Re'ios Asuros, Chas V'Chalila, and so on and so forth. He doesn't use this term, but I will. That's not the battle of the generation. Maybe it was the battle of the last generation. And that book is very important. And we have to talk about Shmir Sinai. We spoke about it before. We have to talk it about again. We have to talk about smartphones. But at the end of the day, Rav Whitman Shlita says that all it is a kli. All it is a utensil. That's all it is. That's not sending the kids off the derech. You know what sending kids off the derech, Rav Whitman Shlita said? It's sheker. It's a culture of sheker. A culture in which people are told l'shem shamayim that they're supposed to lie. That's what's sending kids off the derech. The Rios Asuros are not said they're gonna have to go to the mikveh many times, they're gonna have to go through a process, but it's the culture of Sheker where they see that there's become, and I'm quoting a Gadol B'Torah, that there's become institutionalized Sheker amongst us. And that's what we have to get up and make a mecha about. Vatihi Emes Ne'ederes, Geula is going to come when we stand up and we say that we represent Emes. And even in our pursuit of that which is ideal, in our pursuit of Kedusha, it can't come, chas v'chalila, at the price of MS. Because that's the ultimate Chil Hashem. The ultimate Chil Hashem is when Torah becomes a Cheftza of Sheker. There's no greater Chil Hashem than that. When I grew up, there was such a thing as called news. There's no news anymore today. News is entirely controlled by particular political agendas. And that's why we're learning Biyun. Because what we're showing the world is two things. Number one, we notice everything. And we do two things when we notice everything. One is we say, wait a second, if I have a chiyuv hakaras hatov, I recognize I have to be makir tov to somebody, then there are no other cheshbonos. And that same midah of apam oides Hashem, that hoda'ah, is the same midah of emes. And that same midah of emes requires us to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be an ish emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the rest. And therefore I told the Talmud HaYikar, it's a davar pashut. Of course you have to tell the truth. And explain if it's necessary for you to have a smartphone. And if your child doesn't get into school for that reason, at the end of the day you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I lived Chaysam Maisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Just like when it comes to HaKaras HaTov, there's a responsibility for a person to be Makir Tov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the rest of the Cheshbonos, so too when it comes to the Midah of Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mezakos, that we should be a beacon of light to the entire world, to continue to harav in learning, to plumb the depths of Torah by proclaiming to the world that there's such a thing called emes that still exists. And Beis Hashem, we should come back to the time that the entire world will see the light of emes. Tairasai Shah Kadosh Baruch Hu emes and Misairasai emes.